A local restaurant that turned metaphorical lemons into metaphorical lemonade is back open for business as of Friday, May 3. The narrow lounge was closed from April 26 to May 2 after the BC Liquor and Cannabis Regulation Branch, LCRB, ordered them to be closed for a week or pay a $7,000 fine. In true narrow style, we're going to fight the good fight and turn this into a positive by using the week's closure for some awesome upgrades to our food and beverage program and a fresh lick of paint for your favorite Main Street speakeasy, stated the Narrow & Narrow Group's David Dupree in a media release. True to its word, the Narrow team did a deep clean of the storied space, which has been open for 16 years, as well as put in some noteworthy new features. Decor upgrades, new drinks menu. Patrons will still look for the red light to know the restaurant per bar is open and enter through a dim hall, though the heavily tagged wall has now been repainted with big, bold, tag-like artwork. Inside, fresh paint and some tidying up may not be discernible to the naked eye, but Dupree told VIA during a visit on Thursday the work was much needed. One big change returning guests will notice is that the restroom wall now has a massive collage by a local artist with an eye-catching motif, vintage sexy magazine photos and nudes. Perhaps vaulting the Narrow into the ranks of some of the city's most photographed bathrooms. Additionally, Narrow Lounge is kicking off a new bar menu designed by bar manager Levi DeVos. DeVos tells VIA he was inspired by several popular recent cocktail trends to create some of his new beverages, but with exciting twists. His new signature creations include the Sumami, Havana Club 3-Year, Pinot Grigio, 5-Spice Cordial, Pineapple, and the Lavender Gin Fizz No. 2, Lavender-Infused Beefeater, Amaro Montenegro, Salted Vanilla Bean. Those who wish to hang out but not imbibe alcohol can ask for a bespoke mocktail from the bar. A revamped food menu is forthcoming, says Dupree. Business owner acknowledges employee's mistake during liquor board visit. In an interview with VIA, Dupree noted the infraction that led to the one-week closure occurred in October 2023 and stemmed from several issues during an undercover inspection, including what Dupree characterizes as a misunderstanding at the end of the day. The bartender mistakenly said, "No food," 15 minutes before we were supposed to close, Dupree tells VIA. The kid was mistaken. In fact, the kitchen was open and other staff was aware of that, he explains. As the Narrow Lounge has a food primary liquor license, the kitchen must remain open and food served while alcohol is being served. In a notice of enforcement action sent to the Narrow Lounge, the LCRB also noted the Narrow Lounge didn't appear to be selling enough food when compared to alcohol, had its lights low, and most patrons appeared to have liquor-type drinks, among other similar issues inspectors suggested were not proper in a restaurant. The business went so far as to hire a lawyer to help fight the infraction. In a letter to the LCRB, they stated the rules are vague around definitions of food and liquor establishments. Dupree notes that restaurants don't decide what the patrons purchase. It's up to the customers what to order, and food was always on the menu. I can't force them to eat, he explains. Dupree explains the part-time bartender ended up losing his job because of the infraction and staff have since been retrained, but the LCBR insisted on moving forward with the fine or closure punishment, at significant expense to the independent 45-seat restaurant located at 1898 Main Street. $7,000 probably represents 3 months' profit for me, he says. It's huge, it's stressful. The Narrow is open 7 days a week with happy hour offered daily until 7 p.m. both inside and on the secret back patio. Find more delicious Vancouver food and drink video stories by following VIA's Forking Awesome TikTok account, at Forking Awesome Vancouver on Instagram, and signing up for our Forking Awesome newsletter delivered fresh to your inbox every Thursday.